Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's for Women. Discover female health insurance through It's for Women.
Now I'm outside, we leave the football there for the moment. Outside looking across Donegal Bay, and with me is Katrina Bergen, and Christina Irwin is here as well, looking very healthy. Katrina, you've just come out of the sea, haven't you?
Not this morning.
But you're going in. You're going to start. Christina has.
Christina's
been so healthy.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. So well, it's been the Costa del Bundoran all week, you know.
Is it usually this lacking in wind?
Oh yes, always. Yeah. It's calm all of the time. It's beautiful.
Usually blown out of it when I come to Donegal. Come here. Tell me about the Bundoran Bay swim. You've been doing this for how long?
Well, for as long as it's been around, in the last 6 years. So I have tried my best to get from one end of the bay to the other. So it's 2.4 kilometres of a swim. It's on this Saturday, the 19th, at 11 o'clock. And it's bundoranbayswim.com is the website for anyone to actually sign up to it. It's really cheap considering all of the other swims that we have going on around the place. It's only €30 and
Brilliant.
It's for a great cause. So it's for the Bundoran Community Centre.
What goes on at the Community Centre?
So they do great work in relation to the community. They've got lots of integration groups. They've got they have subsidised summer camps for the kids and things like that. So and they deal with the entirety of the community, and they do
and adult
supports.
Literacy and stuff as
there's,
well.
Yes, there is adult literacy. They do a huge amount of work in here locally. Yeah.
Come here. I was over there by Tullin Strand yesterday. I was talking to some of the surfer dudes, as they have to be described, and they were telling me there's a lot of scary rip currents.
Yeah, so there is actually. It's actually the beach itself, Tullin Strand, is not actually for bathing, as they call it, because there are a lot of rips on it. However, it is managed really, really well. It's very safe. We have the RNLI and we have a lot of kayakers with us, and all of the organisers know exactly where all of the rips are. So it is quite a very safe swim. They won't let you go out if they don't take you to actually do the swim.
How long would it take to do that swim now? 2.5 kilometres across?
About an hour, maybe. Depending on the weather, maybe less. Maybe depends on how many jellyfish or if there are any at all, you know.
Would you have loads of people signed up?
Yeah, so on average, anywhere between 70 and 100 people who actually do the swim every year. So it's fantastic. And I'd love to see everyone out on Saturday, 11 o'clock, bundoranbayswim.com.
You'll be there.
I'll definitely be there.
Now, Christina Irwin,
yes.
How are you? You're very healthy looking as well.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Just
you
out of
were,
the sea.
I saw you and two other ladies getting into the water there.
Absolutely.
Half an hour ago. Not even a
not a flinch.
Pause.
Not a flinch. No, it's fabulous. The water is gorgeous.
And is this a morning ritual for you?
Yes, for the last maybe 6 years, we've been dipping every morning, all year round. We've built a fantastic community around it, much like Katrina was saying. It's all about building the community. One of the ladies you saw us with today, Andrea, I've only met today, and I've been chatting to her on Instagram for the last 3 years. And it's really basically getting people to come out and give it a go and like that, making connections. So
the social
it's amazing.
Thing.
Absolutely. Really, really good for the
you
head.
You must have lovely brown meat on you.
Oh, that's what
swimming?
They say about the, the cold.
Like a turkey at Christmas.
I don't know about that.
But it's lovely. And the water temperature?
Someone said to me when I first started swimming that the water in Ireland is cold and colder. It is warm for about 3 days in August, and that's it. And if you have that in your head, then it's perfect.
We can't even...
Always good.
Some swimmers say
October. Absolutely.
But you absolutely love it. What's your story? Because Bundoran wasn't always home, I believe.
No, I actually I'm from the Philippines originally, and I moved here from Australia 25 years ago. I followed a Donegal man. So I'm actually based in Donegal town. Bundoran is close by to us. As I said, we've built a community around just dipping. Someone said to me a few years ago that the cold water changed their life, and I said, not a hope. No way, I don't believe it. And 1 year I just thought, you know what, I'm gonna get in. And since then we've formed a really organic community around it. We've raised money for several charities, much like Katrina. Liquid Therapy in Bundoran is an all-inclusive surf community, and we've raised quite a lot of money for them every Christmas, the 12 dips of Christmas. So if anyone wants to get involved with that as well, we're on Instagram under Donegal Dips.
Brings us neatly to the name Donegal Dips is where you come to sign in.
Absolutely.
And as I say, you've had friendships online, and then you meet them in person.
Absolutely. So a lot of us blow-ins, I suppose, are looking for connections, and we found that in this community because the water's for everybody. Yeah. It's free.
And I'm looking across here, those two big stumps out in the water. That's your favorite place.
That is my favorite place. The locals call it the diving boards. It is Rogie Rock.
And
it
Rogie
is
Rock.
Beautiful. Uh-huh. Just at the very top there, you find daredevils jumping off it. I'm not quite as brave.
I saw them yesterday.
I used the diving board myself.
Not advised.
But it is fabulous. And
keeps
it's a lovely sheltered spot. So.
Okay, well, Christina, enjoy your swimming through the rest of the summer.
So
and thank you so much. much as well, Katrina Bergen.
Thank you very
much. And you can follow Donegal Dips on Instagram, and the Bundoran Bay Swim.com for the details.
Yeah, thank you
now,
so much.
Thank you both so much.